This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. And we love hearing from you if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, or if you just have a comment or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Carol Lieberman, board-certified Beverly Hills psychiatrist and best-selling author of numerous books. She's also got radio. She's hosts two radio shows and podcasts, and she's been on all kinds of news stories talking about various psychological issues. We live in a very interesting psychological time, a very interesting psychiatric time with Americans coping with all kinds of crazy disasters, actually world citizens. This has been a really wild year for a lot of reasons, and it can't help but be taking a psychological toll on us. We'll talk to Dr. Carol Lieberman at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your phone calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you'd like to check out our Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, and check out our over 800 4 and 5 star reviews at truthreviewed.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, so we've been talking about this distinction, this very important and very underappreciated distinction between fats and water. Oil and water don't mix, as they say. In chemistry, we say hydrophilic, as in water-loving, and lipophilic, as in fat-loving. I've been in the skin business since the early 1980s, and I cannot tell you how unbelievably valuable and at the same time under-leveraged essential fatty acids, vitamin D, E, A, and K, and phytonutrients and fatty minerals like zinc and selenium are when it comes to skin health. I was talking to a gal yesterday. I was at an event, and she had a classic sign of fat deficiency, which is little red, thinning and red irritated skin around the nasal labial folds, the little fold areas between where the mustache areas and where your nose is, a very thin skin there. And thin skin is a really good diagnostic area, an area of the face, thin skin on the face, that is a really good area to diagnose nutritional deficiencies, because when the skin is thin, it's going to be more responsive or it's going to be more affected by nutritional deficiencies, especially deficiencies in fats. And she'd been using all kinds of steroid creams and antibiotics. Doctors called it rosacea, and her esthetician called it periorbital dermatitis. None of those things. It was strictly a fat deficiency. How do I know? Because I've seen it so many times. One of the most important skincare ingredients you could ever use is something called retinol. Or retinoic acid, also known as Retin-A. These are vitamin A derivative or forms of vitamin A. Retinol is a precursor to vitamin A. Retinoic acid is active vitamin A. And using retinol and retinoic acid is one of the most important things you could do to anti-age your skin. Retinol and retinoic acid, again, forms of vitamin A, when applied topically, can help lighten the skin, can help thicken the skin, can help stimulate the production of connective tissue factors like collagen and hyaluronic acid. They're great for treating acne. They're great for treating psoriasis. They're just incredible ingredients for the skin, both retinol, which is available over the counter, and retinoic acid, which requires a prescription, retinoic acid being the active form of vitamin A and retinol being a precursor to vitamin A. But here's the thing. Both retinol and retinoic acid are very stimulating. So a lot of folks will complain when they use retinol or retinoic acid. Hey, I want to use this stuff, but it makes my skin really irritated and sensitive and red and sore and inflamed. And everybody's going to blame the retinol. People say, oh, I can't use retinol. Doctors will say, don't put that retinol or retinoic acid on your skin because it's irritating and it's too aggressive. Well, yeah, it can be irritating and yeah, it can be aggressive if your skin is not healthy. Primarily when it comes to fats. So if you try to use something stimulating on the skin, it doesn't have to be retinol or retinoic acid. It could be something like glycolic acid or lactic acid. These are called alpha hydroxy acids. If you try to use these stimulating ingredients but you can't, there's a really good chance that you're not getting enough essential fatty acids into your bloodstream. And I said into your bloodstream because you can take essential fatty acids, but that doesn't mean you're getting them into the blood. If your body's not absorbing them, they're going to pass through. If you're not absorbing them at the level of the intestine, they're going to pass through. So it's not just intake that's a problem. It's also absorption that can be an issue when it comes to fatty substances like essential fatty acids and fatty vitamins. And because these are growth substances and coping substances and stress management substances and building substances, that means all of those things are going to be compromised. You're not going to be building as readily. You're not going to be handling stress as readily. And I'm not just talking about psychological stress. I'm talking about physiologic stress, skin stress. Again, this is not just intake. It's also absorption. It's both intake and absorption. And there's still misunderstandings, by the way, out there about essential fatty acids. Now, maybe not on this program because I talk about it darn near every day, but certainly I talk about it a lot. But there's still some people that think that avocados are going to get you a substantial amount of good fats. They're not. And I love avocados, and there's lots of great things in avocados. If you want to get enough essential fatty acids in your system, leaving aside the absorption issue, the intestinal issue, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, or maybe tomorrow, you've got to supplement. You gotta supplement. Yes, there are foods that can get you some essential fatty acids. Avocados will get you some omega-6s. Eggs will get you some omega-3s and a little omega-6s. Fish, of course, will get you omega-3s. Not that they're essential, but they'll get you some. Flax seeds will get you some omega-3s. But there's just tiny amounts of these essential fats and foods. And if you really want to get the benefits of EFAs, essential fatty acid benefits, and there's so many benefits, the skin is just one. But the skin's a good diagnostic tool to tell you if you're not getting enough. You gotta supplement with your Ultimate EFAs from your Longevity, Ultimate EFA Plus, or a liquid essential fatty acid supplement. I love Udo's Blend. And when you're taking your essential fatty acids, always take them with vitamin E. Vitamin E and essential fatty acids go hand in hand. Vitamin E is a super tricky vitamin. Most of the time when we take vitamin E, we're just taking one of the eight different forms. Yes, eight different forms of vitamin E. Nonetheless, even that one form, alpha tocopherol, will give you some really, really powerful skin health benefits and fat stabilizing benefits. If you want to experience how powerful vitamin E, take it internally, by the way, not externally, not topically, but take it internally. If you want to experience how powerful vitamin E is, next time you cut yourself or get a burn or some kind of skin trauma, take super high doses. By super high, I mean 1,200 IU of vitamin E for 2 or 3 days, 4 days maybe. There's no real toxicity to it. You don't have to worry about that. But 3 or 4 days is plenty. And watch how fast your skin heals when you take the vitamin E internally. A lot of folks are under the impression that you can get benefits, healing benefits, by using vitamin E topically. Not so much, but internally. And especially if you're taking essential fatty acid supplements, make sure you're taking at least 200 to 400 international units a day of vitamin E. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 842-36-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Dr. Carol Lieberman will be up at the bottom of the hour. She's a board-certified Beverly Hills psychiatrist, best-selling author. of the book Lions, Tigers, and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. She's also a TV personality and has several radio shows and podcasts. We'll be talking to Dr. Lieberman at the bottom of the hour. Talk to her about social isolation and COVID. I was just reading an article in, where is this from? Mount Sinai School of Medicine. This is from the journal Nature Neuroscience Research from the Mount Sinai School of Medicine. Researchers discover a specific brain circuit damaged by social isolation during childhood. And this is about childhood, and it's about loneliness during childhood. When psychiatrists, I know we all recognize that loneliness is a serious threat to our well-being, our mental health and well-being. And these days, it's, it's hard to imagine. We're not going to be impacted by all this social isolation. It's hard to imagine our kids aren't going to be impacted, especially little kids who are just going off to school, and they're hearing about viruses, freaking out about viruses, watching the adults freaking out about viruses. It can't be that we're not going to be impacted by this kind of stuff. And a lot of it is really because we don't understand how to deal with duresses. We don't understand how to deal with stresses. We freak out. Human beings are the freak-out species, and it's kind of hardwired into us through evolution because our ancestors were the ones who survived dangerous situations by freaking out, by running away, by going into fight or flight. So we're the descendants of ancestors who managed to survive stressful situations by freaking out. So freak out is wired into us, but that doesn't mean we have to be subject to our hard wiring. That's one of the cool things about being human is we have a certain degree of choice over our responses. We have an ability to respond, i.e. a response ability. That's what responsibility means. It means we have the ability to respond any way we want. To be responsible means you're able to respond. To be responsible means you're able to respond effectively. Just because something is happening as in a cause doesn't mean we have to be at the effect level automatically. We can control the effect. Just yesterday there was an article in Forbes magazine that discussed how human beings control their happiness. And we do control our happiness to a large extent. We don't control our environment, we don't control our circumstances, but we control our responses to our circumstances. And our responses to our circumstances are how we are emoting in terms of happy, sad, scared, content. There's all kinds of ways that we can, there's all kinds of responses that we can manifest in as a response to specific causes. And part of the art of being human, part of the art of being alive, part of the art of having a successful life and having quality of life is choosing responses that serve us. Notice the next time you respond to an event. Yes, there may be an automatic response, and that's normal. That's called a reflex. And yes, there may be automatic reflexive responses to situations, but after that reflex, we don't have to stay in it. That's the difference between pain and suffering. Pain happens quickly. Suffering happens over the long term. And we suffer, as a species, way more than we're in pain. We suffer way more than we're in pain. And if we collapse those two ideas and don't distinguish those two ideas, we're going to lose a lot of power in how our lives show up. Stress can be our friend. Speaking of which, from Precision Oncology, NPJ, Precision Oncology, venom from honeybees found to kill aggressive breast cancer cells. Turns out that venom is powerful medicine, and I think that's a metaphor. Things that seem like they're bad for us can be very therapeutic for us. And turns out that the lower an animal is on the evolutionary totem pole, so to speak, such as honeybees and snakes and reptiles, the more medicine they make. And it really turns out that venom, what we call venom and poison, actually has some serious medicinal properties. And as always, in chemistry and biochemistry, there is a fine line, sometimes, between poison and medicine. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. Carol Lieberman coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's hit the phones and talk to Dorian. I haven't talked to Dorian for a little bit. I'm going to try and get you, Dorian. I seem to have a problem with my computer, so... Hang tight here. What's up, Dorian? How you doing? Guess we do we have Dorian? Dorian? Going once? Going twice?
There. I'm there.
Hi, Dorian. Hey, buddy.
Hi. I'm good. I was just going to comment on your venom comment just now. I wish it was going to be curing for my diabetes type 1. I'd love that. I would definitely get bitten today. But,
you know, there's an article today, I forgot where I read it, about transplants for pancreatic folks who have type 1 diabetes. Did you read that?
I did not, but I've read on something like that previously. I don't know if I want to go down that road, though, but I
was. It's not a good road to go down. In fact, in my humble opinion, you're better off with the type 1 diabetes than to have a transplant.
Yeah, definitely. I think so.
Yeah, you can live with type 1 diabetes. It's an autoimmune disease, though. Type 1 diabetes is where the immune system, autoimmune disease is where the immune system attacks parts of the body. I don't even like to say attacks, responds to parts of the body. I hate that word attack, like heart attack or gallbladder attack. It makes it sound like our bodies are the bad guys.
Yes.
It's not the case. That's when cells in the pancreas are distorted,
mm-hmm.
and that distortion leads to an immune response. It's not an attack. It's an immune response to distorted cells. This is what all autoimmunity is, all of it. And it doesn't matter whether it's the nerves and you're calling it multiple sclerosis, or the pancreas and you're calling it type 1 diabetes, or the joints and you're calling it rheumatoid arthritis, or the glands and you're calling it Sjogren's syndrome, and on and on and on. Skin and you're calling connective tissue and you're calling it scleroderma. It doesn't matter. What matters is the cells have become distorted. And any knucklehead medical professional tells you, we don't know what causes autoimmune diseases, does not understand biochemistry or physiology. Because it's a very simple mechanism. The cells become distorted, the body responds to those distortions. The question then becomes is, why are the cells distorted? What is causing this distortion in the cells? What was causing the distortion in the cells is some kind of bad guy that's gotten into the system. It's as simple as that. And that's why whenever you fast, you get your autoimmune symptoms improve. Read the Walls Protocol. Dr. Terry Walls, she had multiple sclerosis. She just fasted and her symptoms went away. Bingo. No kidding. If you understand how it works, it makes perfect sense. Now, obviously you have to eat. I'm not saying you never eat. So you have to eat, but you eat carefully. Dorian, you can control your type 1 diabetes simply by eating carefully. Now, it'd be helpful if you did things to support pancreatic health, especially the enzymes. Pancreas is your enzyme factory, the body's enzyme factory. The reason pancreatic cancer, for example, is so serious is because of all the enzymes that get released when you have a pancreatic issue. A pancreatitis is one of the most miserable, it's not necessarily life-threatening, but it's one of the most miserable, agonizing health challenges anybody could have. Pancreatic issues in general. By the way, sodium bicarbonate is a great way to treat the pancreas. Don't do it with your meals because you'll neutralize your stomach acid, but a little bit after your meals, a lot of people get benefits for pancreatitis, and benefits for digestive health, benefits for energy by using sodium bicarbonate after meals. Read Dr. Mark Serkis. He talks a lot about this. So long story short, Dorian, foods. And also, it wouldn't hurt you to use nutritional supplements that support the pancreas. Pancreatic enzymes are really helpful, too, by the way. You can get those over the counter, or you can. There's prescription forms as well. Thanks, Dorian. Appreciate your call.
Yeah.
Dr. Kara Lieberman coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's chairing the latest monthly jobs report from the government just released this morning. The economy recovered about 1.4 million jobs last month. down slightly from July's 1.8 million, but slightly higher than what most economists predicted. And the jobless rate dropped from 10.2% to 8.4%. President Trump tweeting, the numbers are great and better than expected. Senior economist at Bankrate.com Mark Hamrick notes, however,
13.6 million persons are still listed as unemployed this Labor Day, so a substantial number of Americans still have little to celebrate about the status of the workforce.
He was speaking to CBS. Reports are a man wanted for killing a pro-Trump activist in Portland, Oregon last Saturday was killed last night by a federal fugitive task force as they tried to arrest him near Olympia, Washington. And this is USA Radio News.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Dr. Anthony Fauci saying today he would be comfortable getting a coronavirus vaccine if it's proven to be safe and effective. The nation's top infectious disease expert telling CNN this morning that he would examine the data surrounding any vaccine. He said it likely wouldn't be released publicly if it wasn't safe. Fauci says a vaccine could possibly be approved in November or December. A former National Rifle Association executive is out with a new book that's calling for gun control. Joshua Powell's book is called Inside the NRA, and in it he criticizes the organization, saying its leaders are more concerned with money and, in his words, appealing to the paranoia and the darkest side of its members. He says he supports unilateral background checks and red flag laws that allow firearms to be taken from people if they're considered to be dangerous. His book will be released next Tuesday. And all-time Jeopardy! Champion Ken Jennings is returning to the show. Well, he's been on the show several times since some of his record-setting victories, but this time he's returning as producer. He'll be a consulting producer when the legendary quiz show returns this season. Sony Pictures TV saying the greatest of all time will be featured in special video categories and will be a general ambassador for the program. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. We've got 9-plus years of daily programs all archived with a search engine. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up. You can also purchase longevity products if you like at brightsideben.com or my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our videos and news stories and blog page, criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. As we say, wound healing is beauty. Healing is beauty. Health is beauty. And truth treatments are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, oil, silicone, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, all designed to heal wounds and all functionally beautifying as well. You can check out our over 800 four- and five-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com. All right, I'm excited to have our guest on. Dr. Carol Lieberman is the host of several radio shows and podcasts, and she's a TV personality, and she's also the author of numerous books, including Bad Boys, How We Love Them, How to Live with Them, Bad Girls, Why Men Love Them, and How Good Girls Can Learn Their Secrets. I'm really looking forward to asking Dr. Lieberman about that. And then also Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Carol Lieberman. Hello, Dr. Lieberman.
Hi there.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you for coming on. So these must be amazing times for a psychiatrist. Am I right, Dr. Lieberman?
Yes, yes, indeed. I have been, you know, talking about all the things, every week there's a different phase to what we're going through. And I have been trying to help people through these phases, but, you know, it's really difficult. You know, we have things like what I've named Corona Crazy, which is how so many people are making, particularly people in the mayors and governors, are making rash decisions like we should let out all the inmates because...
That's a good one, yes.
Yes, and then we should defund the police.
And they put them in jail if they leave their house. They put people in jail,
yes,
and they leave their house and
That's
inmates
right.
out.
That's right. And then, of course, there's Corona Rage, which is like road rage, but, you know, it's where, because we're so on edge,
yeah.
the slightest thing that happens, like if we see somebody who isn't wearing a mask, you know, we freak out. And then there's the saddest part, which is covicide. I call suicides related to coronavirus covicide, and that's not just, it's from seeing television nonstop, telling us we're all going to die, and it's from, you know, all of the uncertainty and the seeming endlessness of it all.
What, in your opinion, as a trained professional, what's behind this almost self-sabotaging strategies that human beings have? By we watch the news to sabotage ourselves, we believe the news to sabotage ourselves. We like somehow feeling this. We have a love-hate relationship with this kind of angst. What is behind that?
Yes, that's true. Especially, you know, people are having trouble sleeping nowadays, so they wake up in the middle of the night, and what do? They turn on the television, and then they have more reason to not be able to sleep. I mean, you know, on the one hand, we want to feel like we're on top of things to try to protect ourselves, you know, to know what's out there that's heading towards us, and so that we can somehow try to prepare. But, I mean, it's kind of like when... you know, scratching a mosquito bite. I mean, it's
how it
like
feels
you know
good to scratch it.
Yeah, you know you shouldn't be doing that. You know
it's
going to hurt more when you have scratched it a lot, and yet you're sort of compelled to do that.
Well, are we messed up? Are we psychologically tweaked? I mean, seriously, is Homo sapiens working with strategies that just don't serve us or used to serve us maybe and don't serve us any longer?
Well, it's our focus. I mean, we do have things that could serve us. I mean, that's the thing that's the key to all of this. Besides all these crazy ideas of what we should and shouldn't do, if everybody just did the basics to improve or keep our immune system working at its highest level by doing things like, you know, eating healthy food instead of junk food, trying to get enough, you know, 8 hours sleep at least, getting exercise, taking vitamins, taking supplements to improve the immune system, all these things, de-stressing. There are lots of things to do to take away stress, from listening to calming music to putting aromatherapy candles around or plants around your house, taking walks in the woods, nature. There are all kinds of things that, you know, people have heard most of these or many of these already. It's the discipline to actually do it and to not give way to just this feeling of helplessness.
I was going to ask you something else, but you just brought up a really interesting issue about learned helplessness. Do we learn to be helpless, do you think?
Yes, I think that that's part of what's going on, too. It's like, you know, the frog experiment.
Yeah, with the boiling water thing.
Yes, that there was an experiment, and it really was an experiment. In Psych 101, they teach you this from years ago on, that if you boil water and you if you put a frog in water and you gradually raise the temperature to boiling, and the frog doesn't jump out because he's learned it's learned helplessness. But if you put a frog in boiling water, he will jump out right away.
Yeah.
So, we are kind of stuck in that now that it's been going on for so many months.
Do you think it's encouraged?
Well, that's a good yes.
That's a really interesting question, right?
Yes, I think so. You know, especially I was just hearing something yesterday about this whole, you know, it's been kind of in the works. Like, I'm sure you've heard rumblings about this.
Yeah.
But yesterday I heard that this is really more of a possibility, that they're going to be doing something, or they're at least talking about it right now, doing something where you have to get the vaccine in order to get your paper to show that you have been vaccinated, or else you can't go into certain places.
Or travel. You can't get on a plane.
That...
what do you think about that?
I think if our learned helplessness is bad enough that we aren't going to go for that, that is very sad.
Here's the problem with that, Dr. Lieberman. It's like there's a tip of the spear. There's a leading edge of people who are savvy enough to understand what's going on. But because the masses aren't, everybody's kind of lumped together like a one-room schoolhouse. You know what I'm saying? So how do people who see what's happening here, how do they deal with it in light of the fact that the masses, I guess you could say, are going along with it, and so they're kind of dragged with the force of gravity, they're being pulled along with everybody else. Hang on, I want to address that when we come back. We've got to take a commercial break.
Sure.
Let's talk about that when we come back. We've got Dr. Carol Lieberman on, host of radio show host, podcast host, and author of Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. And I want to talk about her other books, Bad Boys, How We Love Them, How to Live with Them, and When to Leave Them, and also Bad Girls, Why Men Love Them, and How Good Girls Can Learn Their Secrets. Dr. Carol Lieberman, back on the bright side right after this commercial break. Don't go away.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Carol Lieberman. Dr. Lieberman, famous quote from Benjamin Franklin, those who would give up their freedom, I'm paraphrasing here, those who would give up their freedom for security deserve neither. And there's sort of this mutually exclusive relationship between security and freedom. And some people see this, and lots of people don't. How do the people who understand what's happening, who see what's happening, who have enough prescience or foresight to understand how things are moving, how do they deal with the masses of people who they're kind of being pulled along with through gravitational force or just being a gravitational pull?
Well, primarily through the... certainly I have been trying to bring out some of these... I talk a lot about Dr. Fauci, for example, and how some of the things that he's been saying have been so ridiculous. You know, do you know, I'm sure you know, he was telling us about not only should we wear masks, but also goggles.
Oh, yeah.
We shouldn't shake hands anymore.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, I mean, next to...
Never again, he said for the rest of his life, for the rest of our lives, I think.
Yes.
He said no shaking hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and so, you know, it's just putting it out and putting it out in the media. Now, my experience has been when I talk about things like, you know, like how, like, for example, how the CDC came out with a new report about how 94% of the people who died from COVID had underlying issues. And we've known, you know, we've known for quite a while that most of the people have underlying medical issues or they're very old. So when they came out with this, you know, I have found that depending upon what radio or TV host I'm talking to, when I talk about, for example, masks, I always say this should be a person's choice, you know, an individual's choice. And so I find, though, that some hosts are great and they go with it. And yes, this is a conspiracy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're being made to be like sheep. And this is for, you know, to get us to get used to this and so on, because so that they can control more things that we do. And some, like yesterday, you know, when I was talking about something like that, the host didn't really want
they got mad at you?
To go there. Well,
did they get mad? Did they actually get mad, or they just kind of shifted away?
I could tell that they were not happy with that line. So
yeah, I know what you mean.
Different question.
I know what you mean. You got to be a little bit careful sometimes. People get vested. You know, they take sides and they get vested, and it's been branded. Don't you think? Don't you think we have like a branding thing going on with the red team and the blue team?
Yes, right. It's like color war from Pam.
Yeah, it's like color war. Exactly. That's exactly what it's like.
And except with guns and knives.
Yeah. Where it's adult color war. That's right.
Yes.
And, you know, but that's kind of how it is. And I think the internet and social media and the simplistic nature, the way information is presented, I think, lends itself to that, no? To simplifying and tapping into the brain's shortcutting skills.
Yes. And that is, you know, just like masks, you know, that's sort of a simple one to as an example. You know, it's so political. I mean, it's not, mm-hmm. people really aren't, if they see somebody, if they like to wear masks, and they see somebody who isn't wearing a mask, I mean, it's not even, they may think it's because they don't want to get sick, they don't want to get close to that person or whatever, but a lot of it has to do with underlying political belief.
Yeah, right. Right, so you're automatically, if you're not wearing a mask, you're lumped into one, there's a whole stereotype that it goes with. And if you're wearing one, there's a stereotype. And stereotyping has its place, but you got to remember you're doing it. You can't, like, assume that that's true.
Yes. Do you know about the game that has come up in Germany? German Public Broadcasting created this video game called Corona World.
Oh, wow.
And what it is that just like, you know, most video games, you get points for killing people. In this case, it's like a nurse who is sitting on people, squashing people. And it's supposed to be satire. It is satire against all these laws, all these rules that, you know, wearing masks and everything else, lockdowns and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you get points. You become this nurse who is trying to go to the store to buy soap. And toilet paper, and along the way she meets all these people who are corona spreaders, you know, people who aren't wearing masks, people who, like a jogger who you know, has been jogging and he breathes heavy, and so he's spreading these coronavirus germs.
Right.
And you see the coronavirus coming out, there's all
these
little green particles, and so she has to sit on these people. And then, you know, party goers and with boom boxes and, you know, a whole bunch of those.
She has to kill them like Pac-Man, kind of like Pac-Man.
Yes,
them.
Exactly.
That's,
and then the worst part of it is they have these little children, and they call them infectious little children. And they're the worst. You get the most points for them. And it's putting across the wrong idea that. And, you know, yes, maybe this is part of the satire, but the people who are playing the games aren't, you know, looking for satire. They're just taking it at face value. So
right.
It gives the impression that little kids are the worst at transmitting the virus.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me you get more points for killing a kid. You get more points for killing. Oh, God.
Yes. And so that's the absolute opposite of what's true. And, you know, it's getting people, first of all, misinformation, and second of all, getting people to be even more angry, possibly violent, towards these supposed corona spreaders.
Wow. So here's the thing. We know this is happening. What can a person do to inoculate themselves from the real virus, which is the virus of fear and the virus of authority and the virus of being protected? That, to me, that's the real virus. And what can we do to inoculate ourselves?
Well, I think one thing is people need to look at various news sources. Whether it's television, radio, radio is more neutral. But, you know, television is certainly one way or the other. The internet is, depending upon where you look for your news on the internet, you know, that's one way or the other. I wake up and I look at Google News, and of course that's all anti-Trump. You know, it twists anything that it can find to make the anti-Trump ridiculous stuff. And then I look at Drudge, which, you know, that they have interesting kinds of news, but it's also kind of anti-Trump. And then I look at Breitbart. So,
Breitbart
is, of course, pro-Trump and pro, you know, conservative values. And, you know, so if you kind of read, and then I look at the New York Post also, which is great. So if you look at a variety of news sources and you decide for yourself, you know, you put it in the mix and you decide for yourself what makes sense rather than just like tuning into what you usually used to tune into before coronavirus, because the news has become much more politicized. And especially on the internet, you know, you absorb this stuff, and if you don't compare it to other voices, then you just accept it. And that is not good. You need to, like, you need to make decisions for yourself, but by listening to a variety of voices.
Yeah, that's really good advice. You know, it's hard to say, like, who does not have an agenda. I mean, is it possible for somebody to present news without an agenda?
It used to be. I remember back in the day.
Walter Cronkite. You remember Walter Cronkite, of course, right? Yeah, today it's become kind of the new way of expressing yourself, or expressing yourself has become part of presenting the news, which should be about not expressing yourself, but expressing the news. And so you have
and
people
expressing both sides, or
yeah,
however many sides, in the same newscast. You don't. You
yeah.
didn't have to go to all these different kinds of news outlets to get all the sides of the story.
Where does critical thinking come in?
Well, you know, I mean, that's what is very important, to be able to digest these things. And of course, that's part of the problem too, that in schools. And I must say that I didn't realize that until that the problem was as bad as it was in schools until recently, when I've been seeing, you know, news reports of what teachers are telling their students, even in elementary schools, everything, not just about coronavirus or Black Lives Matter or, you know, yes, helping protesters bring down statues, all kinds of crazy stuff, but also things about sexuality, you know, teaching kids about all different kinds of sexuality in elementary school when they don't even really have an understanding of what sex is, and now they're being receiving propaganda. I mean, you know, we talk about critical thinking. It's they're being fed all of this propaganda and not allowed or not taught critical thinking.
You know, that's such a powerful idea, though. The education system, that might be where it all, that's maybe where the problems begin and where the solution is as well. Hey, Dr. Lieberman, we're out of time, but I had so much more I wanted to talk to you about. Can I get you to come on again?
Absolutely. It was great fun.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lieberman. Have a beautiful day. That's Dr. Carol Lieberman. Her books are Bad Boys, How We Love Them, Bad Girls, Why Men Love Them, and also her book on terrorism, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. That's it for now, folks. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We will talk to you later. Bye for now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.